going on down there?
You got the touch.
There we go.
You got the power.
I actually still sound better than Steinbusch Live.
Oh! You literally started doing that right after I pushed record, so I just let you go.
Oh, cool.
Hi, we're recording WTF at TFW here on the streets of Pasadena.
Suck it, Millman. I've jumped ship.
Wow. Welcome to the show in our lavish studio. We can walk around too, by the way.
It's really well air conditioned.
Just give it a try. Like, we're going to walk over here while we're talking.
Oh, uh-huh.
Walk away from the group, sure. We just came back from Universal Studios, where I don't think I saw you once.
No, it's a big place.
How'd you like it?
It was okay.
It was all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've just been to Universal Studios at Florida like 3 months ago. It's not as good.
Wow. Right after he drops a harsh bomb on Stan Bush, just drops a bomb on the venue.
And then I'll drop a bomb on Hasbro as well.
All right, go for it.
That panel sucked.
Oh, man. We got this guy over here. We got the British attitude. Here, let me rebut. I thought the Hasbro panel was aight, but disappointing.
You know what? If I started that panel hating the Dinobots,
it
would not have changed my opinion of the Dinobots.
Oh.
However, since the fact that pretty much everybody likes the Dinobots...
Yeah.
Kind of felt like I was being talked at rather than talked to.
Yeah, I like the little pop-up snark that happened throughout that thing.
That was the best part.
Do you know what I found out? Because I went up to those guys afterwards and I was like, hey, I interviewed Clint Chapman a couple times before. He's the guy who couldn't make it this year. And they said, yeah, he did the slideshow. Did it look familiar to you? And I was like, yeah, that's like how the last Hasbro panel slideshow went, with like snark and quips everywhere.
There were some genuinely funny moments in that.
That Galvatron worst kept secret thing was beautiful.
I've got to believe that there is somebody in that auditorium who didn't know. And he's just like cursing up a storm tonight, just tossing tables, just like, ah, goddamn Hasbro.
And that panel went overtime almost, too, didn't it? Like, they said, like, we're hitting time. We're hitting quarter 10.
Yeah, it was like, and then they really wanted you to go see Stan Bush.
Yeah, well, they were like, that's the squeaking of my bag, by the way. I was adjusting my glasses, because I'm the only one with glasses between the two of us, so I have to do it more.
Yeah.
They were like, all right, before you go, we'll play you out with some cartoon shorts. And I was like, aw.
And the thing was, while the cartoon shorts were on, somebody was talking over the top of them.
Yeah, so, well, that jerk narrator at the top who was like, "What's sci-fi? Defiance!"
I almost felt like they lost us, like, the second time they did an advert right at the beginning. And
yeah,
then, my God, there were an awful lot of people leaving that panel, like, all the way through. And I was like, "Oh, this is a little bit awkward."
We're being photographed by the internet's Jeff.
Simply known as Jeff, yes.
Yeah, this is weird. I thought the bits where they talked about their motivations behind some of the toy design stuff were all right.
You know what? Like, I would have loved it if they just entirely focused on the creation of the new Dinobots.
Yeah.
Like, because, let's be honest, like, you know a lot more about the toys than I do, and I'm sure you got a lot more involvement out of it, because, you know, you can talk about toys all day, whereas I'm like, yeah, they're pretty piece of plastic. But, like, when they were like, here's a bunch of people on stage, I was like, well, I know John Barber. I have no idea who any of these other people
are. Two of those other guys were from Design Desk videos, so it was kind of fun seeing them.
Yeah.
Because they've been doing a bunch of those things. And this was kind of, like, the talk was very Design Desk style. Mm. Like, you know, positive spin, but they're going to slip in some lingo here and there. Mm. But, yeah, I would have liked just a panel about toys. But then I realized someone I was sitting with reminded a bunch of us that most of that audience was probably actually not all BotCon, because this event was open to the public.
It was, yeah. So,
man, I kept forgetting about that.
You couldn't go like super deep.
Yeah.
Like,
some of them might have come in going like, I love Dinobot Soundwave. It's my favorite trip to con. And you're like, oh man, all right, well, let's tell you what Dinobots are.
Yeah, I mean, like, as I say, it wasn't something that I personally got anything out of. But
yeah.
If they'd gone super deep into it. But then, of course, on top of all of that, we had the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and it was nice that the Hall of Fame happened on a stage and not in a PDF or a PowerPoint in the panel room.
Yeah, and sorry, let me just double check. I'm just going to bring in my... I'm just going to bring somebody in here. Ladies and gentlemen,
that
the
internet. Subtle.
The internet's
own.
Chris McFeely. Chris, is this... Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the first time they've inducted a human into the Hall of Fame in quite some time.
Just a year, Dave.
That's quite some time for me, Chris. Thank you very much.
365 years confirmed. That is a year confirmed by any of the internet's own Chris McFeely.
But, right, so we're sitting watching this panel.
Yes, we were.
I like how you shoved the mic in his face during that pause and looked at him almost.
So we're standing there, or sitting there, and last night when we went to do the toy pickup, because you were there as well.
I was.
We looked at the cards, and there is a card, an autograph card, amongst the autograph set for Corey Burton.
Oh, you guys got...
So we're sitting there, and then basically the guy who's introducing the Hall of Fame turns around and goes, so... We introduce two robots, and we get RC, and we get Rodimus, and you're like, okay, cool, that's fine. I really wanted Prowl in there, but it's fine. Like, I'll let it go. And then they're like, but now we're going to introduce another human, and, like, me and Chris are just like...
I'm contributing to this podcast.
Okay. And we're like...
Thrust the mic into my face with nothing to say.
All right, These are amazing cues.
So we're looking at each other, and we're just like... Oh, this is it. Like, Corey's coming. And then they drop this line. We really like having characters, but we also like it when people add voice and we're just like, yes.
And sound.
And we're just like, oh, and audio. And we're just
music.
Like,
music.
And then we're like, oh, it's not Corey Burton.
I don't think he makes public appearances.
No, which is why this card thing has
we're
me
mystified.
Completely.
Well, there is an unannounced special guest. I looked in the program for the Women in Animation panel.
Corey Burton. Yeah.
Maybe?
Corey Burton in disguise.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, because that'll go down well.
Be worth it. So. Well, that panel aside, getting there, the 3 o'clock line, that line was painful because I got here at 3:01. Which meant that I was like, well, I'll just join the line because I could see it from a block away. Then I was out in the sun for like half an hour.
Oh.
And luckily, when I went back to my, I almost said my apartment, I don't have one here, to my hotel room to drop stuff off, I was like, I should put some sunscreen on because my head is hot from walking for 10 minutes outside. Thank goodness I did, because man, that was a roaster.
Yeah. We walked out of that convention hall and just walked straight into that line and basically just took turns swapping it out because I was not standing out in that sun.
I made a lot of friends standing in that line because I was the back of the line. So I got there and I walked up to the person at the back of the line and I was like, hey, are you the back of the line? He's like, yeah. I'm like, not anymore. I'm here to take the burden, brother. And then 2 minutes later, some other people showed up. And I was like, well, I've been at the back of the line for a while, but I'm passing it on to you guys. It's a great honor. A lot of cool stuff happens back here. And then we stood in the sun for a while.
And just regretted the decisions you'd made up to this point.
We talked about toys. It was like our way of coping. We're like, so you see Scoria? No. I want to see him. Yep, me too. So you guys buy any toys lately? Yep. Cool. What are they like? Toys.
Oh, no. To be honest, actually, though, super efficient. They got everybody on the buses.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a nightmare. I thought we were going to be sitting on that bus for an hour at least.
Every line length I've seen here has just been due to volume and not process. More so than before, because every time this thing's been at Pasadena, the process has been broken. And we were only in that registration line for what, like 2 hours-ish?
Yeah, we weren't even in that.
Yeah, I was in there for like 2 hours, and I got here not even knowing when I was supposed to line up. I didn't talk about it yesterday. I never got an email saying when to line up, and I forgot that was a thing till I lined up. And people were like, oh, you're 7 o'clock? And I was like, what do you, huh?
It's like,
what are you talking about?
I've got to admit that I think the myths of the BotCon lines are exactly that. They're nothing.
No, they just knew you were coming. They cleaned it up.
Yeah, totally.
By the way, if you guys have to be somewhere, we can just walk with you to wherever you're going.
I don't know where we're going. Are we going back to our hotel? Yeah. Are you walking all the way back to our hotel?
Oh, I didn't know what you guys were doing.
are we... This is weird. This is a weird conversation
Talk
to have
about
on
it on the podcast. It's reality.
Okay, Charles.
Yeah, if you want to ride with me, then we have to go back to the Hilton.
Okay, right. Well, we're going to the Hilton to get a... a trip home. This is weird.
Well, you know what else was weird? Getting some of those souvenir toys.
Oh, yeah, those toys.
What a weird experience.
It certainly was.
Yeah.
It certainly was. So, how do you feel about being known as Vangelis the Q-Jumper?
If that was the case, I'd feel pretty bad about it, but I was just with a gaggle of people walking somewhere, and I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, what I would say is, if he's listening to this, Jim Sorensen, you are an evil, evil genius, but I love you so much.
He's not going to listen to this.
Miss Sarah Stone.
This is
we're just walking past Sarah Stone.
Oh, Sarah Stone.
Careful.
Yeah?
We actually did an interview with, well, we, that being myself, did an interview with her and Mare Greed and a couple other artists. I got 4 artist interviews today. Sort of proud of myself because I got there late. I always get there late.
That's pretty cool. Like, it's actually been really, really nice. I was not expecting, with BotCon, it to be as easy to spend time and socialize with their guests. There's always sort of been this, perhaps, misunderstanding that I've had, where it's like the guests are seconded off and you don't see them or anything like that. And it was very surprising to see that when some of the voice actors weren't autographing, they were just at a table.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's really cool.
That happened last year too. David Sobolov had his own table with 8x10s.
Mm.
And I was going to interview him, and he was like, yeah, meet me at my table. And then I got there, and he unfortunately had left early. But yeah, they didn't used to have tables, and it kind of depends, I think, on what the guest is like. Because I think sometimes the guests also just want to have time to themselves. And
yeah, after Jackie Angel was finished with his autograph session, I just saw him just walking back to his table like a normal dude. And I was like, is he allowed to do that? Can Jackie Angel just walk around like a normal guy? Is that a thing?
Does he have a table?
Yeah.
I'm going to hit him up for an interview.
He should. Dave and I interviewed him a couple of years ago. It's still one of the best interviews we ever did.
We did it first. I'm speaking in your guys' character here.
All right, yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
Jack like will go and he will tell you stories which are just amazing, and he doesn't give a shit. Can I swear on this podcast?
No, but it's fine.
Okay, cool.
No, convention podcast, it's allowed. It's assumed that we're all drunk.
Yeah.
I'm actually not.
Actually, what I will say is, given that this is my first BotCon, I really will say that the lack of available alcohol is slightly disappointing.
One of the downsides of this venue is their bar kind of sucks.
Yeah.
And it's tiny.
Yeah. And on top of anything else, like, the California heat is not conducive to drinking heavily.
No.
It's a bad decision.
We're all already dehydrated.
I'm just getting my bearings here. That's why I'm looking left and right.
Because none of us know where we're going.
Figuring out my orientation to my own hotel.
We are literally podcasting into the breach. So one thing that I would say, just in terms of BotCon and my experience so far with BotCon, is that there are an awful lot of people who are just who you're just hitting up in a line or something like that and starting a conversation. And I thought, again, perhaps incorrectly, that the ratio of crazies to normal, sane fans was going to be just extremely high, but it's not. People are really, really nice.
You came to America expecting poor process, expecting segregated guests, expecting insane people.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, it's...
That's what the TV has taught me.
How British of you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really reflecting well on you.
Yeah.
I came to the United States expecting the colonists to be dancing in the streets naked.
That's exactly what Dave sounds like, by the way.
Well, actually, all I would say is that the only reason I actually assumed this was because this is what Andy had told me.
Well, Andy had a special experience.
Yeah.
Also, he's tall. And tall people see the world differently.
That's true. Chris, how would you feel about that?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're all so tiny. Like Anne.
Wow, that's rough. I wouldn't have gone that far, but...
The pole, too.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lady Rec from the Underbiz podcast.
We should stick her on the microphone, get another podcast in here.
Hello.
How's your day been? You were at a booth all day.
I was, and my feet are really hurting because we've been walking around all Universal Studios for the last couple hours here.
You know what I did right before I came to BotCon? I bought new walking shoes.
I just broke these ones in.
These ones are memory foam. They feel really good.
Good. Yeah, glad you're not in my pain then.
So you've been at a booth all day. Did you pick anything up? Or were you just there helping out? You were at Rachel Cook's booth. Or table, I guess.
Yes. Actually, me and her aunt are sharing it, so it's both of ours. But she's got more of a setup than I do, because she's actually done conventions before, and I have not.
I need to interview you then, because you're another Artist Alley name.
Yep.
Not here. I mean, this isn't... We're walking. Yeah, this is no kind of interview. This is beneath.
This is just fun.
Yeah. How's aside from sitting at a booth, like, how was your pre-reg experience? How was your whatever it is you did?
Because I was an exhibitor, I walked right up and got right through really, really fast.
All high-end?
Yeah. I was like, oh, man, I got to do this every year. It was like a breeze, man.
It was simple.
It was simple, yes, very simple. And I had bought a BotCon set, mm-hmm. and I got that right away. I didn't have to stay in line with everybody else.
Oh, man. Well, at least you didn't cheat. You know what? Here, let me tell you the circumstances of how I was going to cheat the line. Because I don't have a membership right now. My membership lapsed right after I registered, and I think that's why I have no record of existing in their files anymore.
Nice.
So I checked my credit card statement to make sure I wasn't crazy, and it showed I had paid for the registration.
Gotcha.
So I'm talking, and my friend Pedro comes by and hands me... his letter, which was for Wednesday 9:30, and said, worst case, just use this so you were late.
Nice.
Then I'm talking to Silver Shot, Silver Shazirot, because he uses a zero. And so he pulls the greatest scheme ever. He, on his phone, crafts an email based on the email he received, renames it Hi Chris Ho rather than Hi his name, and just sends it to me forwarded. Then I Wi-Fi onto his phone to download it. And I take screenshots of the email and a screenshot of the PDF that is just the generic 7 o'clock letter. And I craft this whole story of, like, I'm going to be like, I don't have a printer. I'm Canadian. I get to the front of the line and they don't even check the letters. I just go straight in.
Yep.
And
yep.
then somehow I felt more guilty.
Well, I can tell you right now, there's no lack of fudging things like that at BotCon. I think I've been told for years people... snuck people in for years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, BotCon is, what do you call it? Q Tactics Con.
Yeah.
You know, I don't call it cutting in. I call it tactics.
Yeah, tactics, exactly.
Oh, what's this? We got a look from the internet's own Chris McFeely.
Just a question. Yeah. Just a question. How many years has the Hall of Fame been running?
Oh, sorry. I bumped him with my camera.
That's a good question. Has it been like five?
Or was it?
4 or 5, something like that?
Something like that, yeah. It was 06 or 07, I think, when they started that.
Yeah.
I think.
I haven't been going that long.
Maybe 08 or 09? One of those 4 years is where... I mean, we could just look it up, but why would we do that?
An angry fan will probably send you an email saying, it was this many years.
Yeah, look it up right now.
Oh, I don't get angry responses anymore. Not on WTF.
Oh, good.
We just get people coming in who start perpetuating the things we get wrong as fact. And that's how we enhance the TF Wiki.
That's how we drive Chris McFeely crazy.
I don't know. I'm sure Chris doesn't know this, but there are many, many, many times, insert more many's, where I've said something completely wrong and made something up and went on quite a tangent and ended with, that's now canon. Someone add that to the wiki, please.
I wouldn't be surprised to learn if there are a few things buried in the back end there that are on the wiki that are still there like that.
Like, we got this whole story about General Morshower. Uh-huh. In fact, I'd like it if I could get your support in making this canon.
Well, it's General Morshower, so I'm immediately interested.
Okay. I think, as you're being handed the mic, that... the evidence is there, because there are two Morshowers. There's General Morshower, but then before him was a deep cover Morshower, who went under an alias.
The one at the guitar.
Sadly perished.
Yes.
This just means there are a lot more Morshowers in that universe. And I think that this leads to the obvious conclusion that General Morshower is eventually going to become the Pretenders. And what I'm going to with this is, now imagine Octopunch. Now imagine a purple metallic General Morshower face looking out from inside that diver's helmet.
I could get behind that.
We just have to add it to the wiki.
Yeah, and then it will become truth.
Yeah.
Because that tends to be how the wind is blowing these days. They look up something on the wiki to see if it's true, and if it gets perpetuated that way, then even up in the higher echelons of Hasbro.
Yeah. I mean, we could retcon anything now, right?
Hey, you know, speaking of actors getting substituted in things, when we were on the, have you done the Transformers ride before today?
Well, no, I haven't.
But, so today, so you saw the, all the little video things that you're watching when you go in through the queues and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's that fella. What was his name? Theodore Stahl.
Oh, the guy who told us to chicken out.
Bossy guy, right?
Yeah.
Am I crazy, or was that plainly scripted as Galloway from Revenge of the Fallen, and they had maybe like they couldn't get the actor, and they had to switch his name out or something?
Possibly, yeah.
Because Theodore was Galloway's first name as well.
Yes.
So
yeah,
but he died in the comics, so like maybe they were just being really good about their canon.
Continuity wise, that might have been after where we're at, what we're doing right now, because that was.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, this world we live in, this reality, is taking place between movies 2 and 3.
That's true. Yeah.
So.
But all those dead guys from movies 1 and 2 were alive in that game. I mean, right.
Wow, what a comment on the CG. Yeah, they were. But you know what? They were Decepticons who were inspired by.
Yes.
And I don't know why a Decepticon would be inspired by Ravage, because, and, you know, and then leap headfirst at Bumblebee, because what did Bumblebee do to Ravage?
Did it again.
Got it him like a fish.
That was less than the first time.
No. That was violent. Didn't he break, he looks like he just straight up snapped.
Tore him in half or something, yeah.
No, no, not him. Barricade.
Yep.
He's turned around, snapped his neck.
There, yeah.
Yeah. Until he got better.
Shot in the face.
Oh, well, they were doing those whole things outside, talking about the Decepticons to look out for, and they were talking up Bone Crusher.
I didn't spot that one.
Yeah, they were like, Bone Crusher's dangerous, he's rageful, and I was like, and he's dead.
It's like when they were talking about Grindor and showing footage of Blackout, so they're as confused as everybody else was.
Yeah. Well, Grindor, you know what? We need Spotlight Grindor. And we need Spotlight that lady who was in the opening lineup for the ride, telling us about food all the time.
She needs an article on the wiki, I think.
Well, I was telling people, everyone I was talking to, because I didn't see you there, but I thought that we had to go through that 1 hour lineup every time. So I kept saying, we have to make McFeely do this like 4 times in a row so he commits it to memory and then just writes it all down.
I'm not going to lie. I tried to record some of it on my phone. I don't know if it worked. Just the stuff outside, the stuff that it was okay to record after I got inside.
All right, all right. I think that whole video is actually on YouTube. I've watched it.
Oh, well then she probably has an article already.
Well, not hers. I mean, the ride video. No one has any records of the other stuff. Anyway, we're at the Hilton, and you guys got a jet, correct?
Correct, yes.
All right, well, thanks for your time.
Okay. Anybody else need to say anything?
Plug projects? Jump on mic?
LL Prime, back on the mic.
Well, not you. Hi.
Hi.
Do you realize that the last section of this podcast was recorded not only on a path, but on a junction, on a road leading into a hotel?
Yeah.
You realize that your positioning for podcasting is dangerous.
That's how we roll here at WTF at TFW.
Yeah. It's like, you know.
I didn't know you weren't ready for the danger zone.
Are you going to push it to the limit?
What are you laughing about?
We are.
I've already. Hey, look! I saw Stan Bush perform live for 5 seconds as I walked past him. I have had my thrill of 80s power rock.
Man, this guy.
No, you know what? I am like today at BotCon. I was wandering around the dealer room, and I was just looking at the toys, and I was thinking, "Oh, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool." And then I walked around the corner, and there's Stan Bush, and I literally dropped one.
In your pants.
Yeah.
Heavy.
I was just like...
Brick log.
Oh, it's Stan Bush!
So we're going to have you and Stan Bush on a podcast, right?
Yeah. Well, you can already check out me and Stan Bush on a podcast, but you'd have to check out a different podcast for that.
Oh, jeez. Well, when we're talking about different podcasts, I'm trying to segue real smooth, which is... I'm motioning my hand. Hi.
Hi.
So you're from another podcast.
Yes, this is Charles, also known as Big C, from the Transmissions Podcast.
What are you doing here?
I'm here for my first ever BotCon, ever.
All right.
Ever in my life, so.
Well, we've had 3 other podcasts on here. Well, no, 3 in total. 3 total podcasts. You know what? Dave is his own podcast. So what do you want to add to the roundtable? How was your day?
It was pretty overwhelming, actually.
And then we ended by throwing a mic in your face. So it's all going well.
Yeah, I mean, this was so far it's been pretty crazy. I've, you know, we interviewed a bunch of people on from the IDW comics on our podcast, and now I met them all in person, and they were all really nice to me and invited me out to lunch and dinner, and recorded another podcast with us and with Amy from the Underbase. So it's been really awesome.
So I was like, how did I end up tagging along with all these people in the same place? Because I was just tagging on to whoever was walking past me at Universal. I was like, hey, what's up, guys? I'm going to come with you on the ride. By the way, thanks for indulging me.
It was awesome.
Cool. Are you going to have those interviews up soon?
Yes, hopefully next week, maybe.
All right. We had a hard date. 7 days from now, the British are all sitting over on a cement thing. So, all I can think of is any other things you wanted, any moments that happened. Give me the big moment for you, this BotCon.
The big moment was just getting to talk to James Roberts and, like, having him interact with me and, you know, be a human being to me, which, of course, I mean, he is a human being, so that's pretty obvious. But
really?
You're not a robot in disguise.
All I'm saying is I've never seen him in person, and now I've been to two conventions he's been at. So I think you're all perpetuating a myth that this guy exists. This is all some kind of weird, like, pokeroo in-joke surrounding me here.
He had a panel, so unless there was, like, some kind of mass hallucination this morning.
They just gassed the room, and then, you know, everyone woke up like, what a great panel, right, guys? Like, yeah, great panel. Huh? Oh, I must be tired. It's the morning. And then, you know, everyone steps outside because who's there for the film festival? That was mean.
But I watched them.
How was it?
It was good. They were complaining because there were only 3 films this year. And I guess last year there were like 18.
Did they ever put out a big word saying we need film festival stuff? Because I forgot it was happening until I got here.
I never heard it. I mean, I'm not a film person, but I never heard anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I would have got some together, but I don't recall seeing much press about, you know, on Twitter and stuff saying we need films.
Yeah, so they filled the extra time with a couple of videos from Randall Ng.
Hey, Dr. you know Smooth. What? That's some good stuff to fill time with.
Yeah, it was really good.
I saw Randall Ng around today. I gotta talk to him some more because I was getting into a bus when I saw him. all right, well, thanks for jumping on. I don't want to keep you guys any longer.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no worries. So that's some Friday podcasting. I didn't do any yesterday, but you know what? Now I had 3.5 other podcasts on. David is half a podcast. So I think I evened that up. I'm going to go double mic here for a second and go, like, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
What the f*** it means, but you got some badass perpetrators that are here to stay.